This dungeon, known as the Rebel Cell, is occupied by soldiers, then by civilians accused of being Protestant. In the second half of the 16th century, France is violently shaken by 8 wars of religion. The Peace Edict, the Edict of Nantes, signed by Henry IV of France, marks the start of a century of tolerance. But new repressions are seen to be justified when Louis XIV calls it into question in 1685. Many Huguenots, both men and women, were arrested in their attempts to flee, refusing to renounce their faith. These Huguenot prisoners, often members of the Protestant clergy or other notable figures, are transferred from the Bastille to Loches. Let them be detained here until they recognise the error of their ways and learn the truths of the Catholic religion, orders His Majesty the King. Far from forcing them to convert, though, detention only hardens the prisoners' resolve. Diminished, but not destroyed. Persecuted, but not abandoned, inscribes one of them on the staircase of the Martelet Tower, quoting St. Paul. The fervent believers are soon expelled from France out of fear that their zealous devotion might prove infectious to those of a more docile mind. The cells of the donjon continue to house a succession of Huguenot prisoners until 1702. One of them, Pierre Chaillet, describes his time spent here thus. A languid life, locked up in an underground chamber, where a guard brings him 2 pounds of bread and 2 pints of water for his nourishment.